Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, what's popping? You know what I'm saying? It's the boy Big Stacks once again touching the airwaves, you know what I'm saying? Now we coming to you Sunday night, you know what I'm saying, to talk a little shit. We're going to talk a little sports shit. You know, we should be joined by the homeboy in New York, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to that nigga, King of the North. Should hopefully, you know what I'm saying, the whole team get on the line tonight. We'll see what happens, though. Man, here go the boy right here. Let me punch him in right quick. New York, you there, G?
Yeah, you hear me?
Talk that shit, son.
Yeah, King of the North, New York, man. Let's go with y'all, man.
Chilling. What's the word? You know what I'm saying? I was just telling the folk, hopefully, you know, the whole team will join us tonight. You know what I'm saying? I'm the boy Big Lynch is off right now. You know what I'm saying? He's taking care of daddy duties and shit. You know how that goes.
Yeah, thanks, man. Thanks.
Yeah, Coco should be getting off of work soon. So, man, yeah. Man, tell everybody what you've been up to, son. You know what I'm saying? I did a show the other day. You know what I'm saying? I let people know that your album had dropped. You know what I'm saying? The mixtape dropped.
Yeah, definitely.
Tell everybody where to find it at, Z.
Yeah, man. It should be on everything, man. It should be on Spotify and all of that good shit by now. iTunes. What happened originally, I was waiting on a cover and a couple of verses back from some people and stuff. And as I was putting together the track list, I just decided to just drop what I had, something real quick, because I drop on Halloween every year anyway. So I decided to just try to do that real quick. And then he sent the actual cover probably like the next day or whatever, man. So since I couldn't upload the original cover, I put up the sample and then put a little filter on it, you know what I'm saying? And that's meant for the guys too. And then I added, you know, some tracks that was not going to be on the tape originally and shit like that. I took off a track, shit like that, just so somebody could get a special credit on the original one. And my intention was to take away that Meant for the Gods tape that was only supposed to be up just for Halloween. And then the actual album or mixtape, you know, that's going to stay around. And that's Megalomania. But, yeah, that's everywhere, man. So, yeah, I've been really just getting back with this music shit, man. I hollered at Michael Rappaport and G Moody. You know, I'm trying to get my music up on there, try to do his theme song or something like that. You know what I'm saying? So niggas gonna hear me pop up on there soon. Or just little shit like that, man. I'm really trying to get my shit, you know. Shout out to Ling, man. Shout out to Ling, a good friend, a long time friend that really been helping me get my mind right as far as the music, you know what I'm saying? Management and shit like that, you know what I mean? So, yeah, shout out to Ling, man. Thanks.
For sure. Man, you know what I'm saying? It's been a long time since everybody heard from you. Like I said, man, I know you've been working on the music. I know you've been doing, like I told you, told them the other night, you know, daddy duties and whatnot. Man, is everything good with you, G?
Yeah, man. And that's a fact, you know. Life be happening. I be having some real shit going on, man. Ultimately, the daddy duties, that's the most important thing to me, man. That's what I feel like everything got to strive towards. So if I feel like something in the way or something not clicking, I got to take a step back from everything except the daddy duties first, and then, you know, reprioritize things as, you know, as they come along in life and shit. But, yeah, man, I make sure the daughter always good, man. For real. That's the one thing. If niggas don't know something, my daughter always going to be good, man. Everything
that
else might be in shambles.
Shit.
That shit going to be good. She won't even know none of this shit. Facts.
Word.
You know.
Word.
I might tell her some shit just so she don't think shit's Pleasantville and Utopia, you know. But, nah, man, she ain't even going to be affected. But I do be appreciating everybody. You know what I'm saying? I do be trying to check in on Twitter because I be seeing people be active on Twitter, man. And I be thinking, like, yeah, I'm going to come back on Twitter. I'm going to be back every day. But, man, I be getting on Twitter for 5 minutes. I'm like, nah, man, fuck this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, this shit just different, man. Even Instagram, all of that shit, I just, nah, man, that shit just really ain't for me. Not like that,
right,
man. Facts. But I'm good, man. What about yourself, man?
Yeah, that's what I want to address. Before we go any further, you know what I'm saying? I want to shout out, you know, my homeboy Adam, man. He just lost his pops, you know what I'm saying? He had a heart attack, he passed away. And my homeboy Xavier, you know what I'm saying? He just lost his brother to a car crash, devastating car crash, you know what I'm saying? So I want to shout out, you know what I'm saying? Those are two real niggas that's on my team, you know what I'm saying? And man, it's been a tough past week, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to them too. But yeah, man, other than that, man, there's some snitches out here, son.
Boy.
Yo, I got to say that right quick. Yeah, I got to say that. And then I got to say, you know what, I wasn't going to comment on it, my nigga. But, you know what I'm saying? I'm back in the battle rap shit. You know what I'm saying? It ain't no secret. You know, we putting the card together and shit like that. But that gym shit, my nigga, you know, where the nigga hit dude from behind. I wasn't even going to comment on the shit.
Oh, yeah.
Hit the nigga from behind, my nigga. You pure pussy. I don't know who the fuck it was. I don't give a fuck, my nigga. Like, that shit is gay. Nigga, you can only hit a nigga. Damn near, that was a technical knockout. It wasn't even a real knockout because the man jumped right back on his feet. You know what I'm saying? You put your whole all into the shit. Hit the man jumped back up, and you run off the block like Jackie Joyner. Nigga, you pussy. You couldn't even get that man a straight face. The nigga that was talking shit, the little shrimp, nigga. Eat a dick.
Yeah. I seen, did you see the one, I'm not sure how many versions of it dropped. I seen the one Jim's leaked himself with him talking on it with, shout out to the homeboy Troy Martin. And one of the fan niggas, did you see that shit or you just saw the straight footage?
No, I seen the gym shit. You know what I'm saying? Dude running up from behind type shit.
Yeah, man. Fucking Jim's commented on some of that shit and yo, it's funny, man. Yeah, that was some cornball shit. Jim's actually had an altercation. Not an altercation. Jim's just dropped a blog talking about clean paper, no showing him again. So that's the second time. You know what I'm saying? He no-showed him. He's basically saying, clean, don't come to New York, or Jim's going to come to the event, and, you know, you basically just got to see him and have that talk with him, stuff like this. So I know I seen a lot of speculation that was clean that sent people and all of this stuff, man. But, nah, man, that's just some dirty niggas from the block, you know, whatever problems niggas had. And it was what made it super corny to me. Is you see the nigga, you dap him up, you feel me? And the niggas, he there, he hop out, he run all the way across. You dap the nigga up, he kind of wait behind. Y'all start walking. And then you sneak him and then you run off. Like, you wait for the good angle, you sneak him and then you run off. And then the nigga who set it up, then you start talking shit to the man. You don't do nothing. You don't touch him. You don't try to fight yourself. You don't do nothing. You just talk shit. And then you go tell some more people real quick, like, yeah, your man, yeah. You ain't see what just happened? You missed it. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, you missed it. Yo.
Damn, the shit that got me is after the dude, you know what I'm saying, sucker punched him and ran, the nigga gonna stand over and talking about, yeah, it's gangsters over here. My nigga, that wasn't no gangster move. Nigga, that was a pussy-ass move. Nigga, real gangster walk up to you and holler at you face to face. If I got a problem, you know what I'm saying, I'm a man first. I can approach you as a man and say, yo, my man, let me holler at you. Let me pull you to the side. Nigga, that was some sucker shit. That was some hoe shit.
Man. Yeah, man. And, you know, knock on wood, all that good stuff. Glad I don't show up to most of these events, man. You know, Jim's a friend. You know what I'm saying? I don't be trying to jump in niggas' beef, man, but it's corny shit. As a man, I can't stand around and witness, you know what I'm saying? Because as a man, I wouldn't want niggas to sit around and witness happen to me if they had to say so to do something, whether it's their business, they feel it's their business or not. You feel me? Like, I feel like there's a lot of times like that with women, you know, not even to go into another conversation, but a lot of times with that, niggas to see something that don't seem quite right. Niggas ignore that feeling, niggas ignore that, you know what I'm saying? And it probably could have changed people's lives. So even in that fighting shit, man, I know a lot of times niggas not supposed to, but, you know, you raised early, man. You jumping, I'm jumping it, man. And a lot of niggas shake hands with, man. Just don't shake hands with them. That handshake has lost its value, man. You shake hands with a nigga, man, you should be scrapping with him too. You know what I'm saying?
What Siegel say?
That's
the handshake ain't matching your smile?
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, shit was very foul, man. Shout out to Jims, man. Bounced right back up, made a little blog, all of that shit. Shout out to Jims. Thanks.
Yeah, that's all I'm going to say on that one. Man,
yeah.
Like I said, I was dealing with some stuff earlier, you know what I mean? So this is going to be primarily a sport. So we still talking about other shit, you know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong. But, New York, man, I'm going to let you start it off, G. What happened in the world of sports today? Put me on game. I know about the boxing shit we was going back and forth on the text with.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That Deontay Wilder shit was crazy, son. Like,
oh, my God, man. Yeah. We could even start there, man, because you could school me a little bit more on the boxing and shit, and we could just kind of lead into basketball and all of that shit. Yo, That boxing shit, man. Now the first match they had, it went on 12 rounds.
I ain't even see the first fight. I can't even lie to you.
Okay. I seen that second one. I saw the highlights of the second one. I didn't even see the first one. Niggas know I'm not a boxing fan like that, you know. So I catch some of the shit. I like it. It's cool, but I'm not too well versed. You know what I'm saying? I'm not too well versed in a lot of that shit. These two niggas, man, I seen the press conference, and that was the main thing that made me interested. And then I seen a clip later of the same press conference, and it was a highlight clip, and it showed homeboy knocked the fuck out. So I was like, nah, I gotta see this shit, man. I started watching the first highlight, and I seen the nigga swinging, and I'm like, nah, this nigga, like, huh? How did this nigga win? I watched the whole fight, you feel me? I watched the whole long fight, though. And
right.
I'm pretty sure it was 12 rounds. If it might have been 11, might have been 10, I'm not sure. Might have been 12. Might have went on 12 and went the decision. It might have done that. But, so I watched the whole other fight. And, yo, both these niggas, you know, I'm not, like I said, I'm no boxing fan. I'm not sure what it's called. But this nigga, he tall. He got the reach, all of that. In the hood, man, you stay away from niggas like that, or you got to rush them. You got to get in
right there,
that reach away. So I'm watching this shit, and homeboy, the tall nigga, you know, he's swinging and shit. His punch is not looking that crispy, that clean. I'm like, all right, man, this nigga about to get knocked the fuck out. I think he ends up, he might have won that first one, might have lost the shit, I'm not sure. I'm like, this
no,
ain't the
fam,
shit.
No, fam, it only lasted a few seconds, G. It was in the first.
Yeah,
cause.
I'm like, yo, this ain't the clip that I watched. So I go back on Instagram. I do a little bit more investigating. I look at the outfits that the niggas wearing. I'm like, all right, boom. Go on to YouTube real quick. I see the niggas' names. I don't want to even mispronounce them. I see both the young men's names. Part two. I'm like, all
right,
let me see what this shit about. Round one, highlights. This boy hit this nigga with some shit through the gloves, and his whole body collapsed. He walked away. The nigga got up like he just got knocked out in front of all of his friends at the playground, did a whole loop, did a whole spin around, told the ref he good, as if all his friends ran up to him with their phones and was asking if he was cool. He walked back up, got hit with some more shit. Feel me? Got hit with some more shit. Started losing his whole cool, not knowing what the fuck was going on. And then you saw him just break down. Then this nigga just, he ran up on him, hit a juke move. And I don't even know if you want to call it a punch. I feel like he hit him with a Terry Bradshaw clothesline from hell. That's what it looked like to me when I first saw it. It looked like a clothesline.
Duh. Oh, some real shit.
My headphones came out. And son hit him with some shit, my nigga. That, I never seen no punch like that before. It looked like a boxing punch. It looked like some shit on Dreamcast, my nigga.
The funniest shit, yo, was when the dude hit him with the combo. He hit Deontay Wilder's combo. Wilder ate the shit. And then he, like, hit himself. and then proceeded to beat the fuck out of dude. And I was like, oh. Like, fam, you hit that man so hard. Hey, if I'm ever in a fight and you see me get hit, fam, you just get to shoot me. Like, real talk. Like,
no bullshit. That, I couldn't even believe that, man. That whole punch, like, he did a juke move. I'm like, all right, the little juke move, you feel me? Like, I knew that punch was going to connect because the nigga disorientated. He expected a straight punch, so he braced for that quick second. Nigga took that second off with a juke move. So I'm waiting for it was a haymaker. He brought from his socks. And this nigga, oh man. Yeah.
That was one of the coldest anime fights I ever seen in life. The nigga,
oh,
like, caught up,
bro.
That shit, dog.
I couldn't even believe that shit, man. One round, that's it?
And then, wait a minute, the funniest shit was when dude knocked him out, this man slumped on the ropes. The ref trying to stop it, he literally jumped on the damn boxer's back. He, man, why the fuck?
Oh,
like, hold up, dog,
what
the fuck?
Boy, hey, get the fuck off me, man.
Look,
this
Sweetie
shit,
Petty
bro.
And shit. This nigga jumped on Instagram. He was like, man, I was walking back up to my box. He was like, man, by the time I got up there, the fight was over. He was like, man, what happened? Like,
yo, man, this nigga's wild. That, yo, I couldn't. First round, bro, after that whole press conference and shit, like, I knew something was up, but I thought it was the tall nigga that got knocked out. You feel me?
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be him.
Deontay Wilder, he literally, I think, I want to say he's knocked out 28 out of 29 people, if I'm not mistaken. So,
yeah. So the only nigga he did knock out knocked him out.
Shit, I don't, man.
Because I know he ain't knocked that nigga out.
No, the tall nigga was Deontay Wilder, the one that won the fight.
Oh, okay, that nigga.
Yeah, he's the one, 28 out of 29.
So the only nigga he... Yeah, oh no, so he might have lost that one. I don't know if that last one, who won that last one. Because I know it was.
Son.
Oh, okay.
That nigga's undefeated.
Oh, so the nigga he ain't knocked out, that was this nigga that he knocked out this time. Because I know he didn't knock him out last time. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that went to decision. That's crazy, though, man. Like I said, I'm not really a boxer fan like that, so I don't know the names. I'll catch the highlights of it and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm a fan of the sport as far as the footwork and the tech. I mean, all the technique and shit like that, I admire it. But, yeah, man, that was some shit. That really makes me look forward to the next little boxing match. And depending on that, man, I might start doing my due diligence, man. Honestly, like, that was some shit. When I think boxing, I be thinking some shit like that, man. For real. That was fire.
I saw Porter fought last night too, I believe. See, I wish Lynch was on the line. See, I'm just now getting back into the sport of boxing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I used to be into it, you know, heavy. And shit, I just fell off. You know what I'm saying? And I'm doing myself a great injustice trying to talk on it and shit. But yeah, I know Wilder, like I said, he did work. But like I said, I think Sean Porter fought yesterday. He beat Granados, whatever the fuck dude's name was. And, I mean, no, matter of fact, I think Porter went all, you know what I'm saying, all 12. But, yeah, he's looking for the Keith Thurman rematch and shit like that. Porter is a dude that I want to say 147. He's a welterweight. He's a nice little cat, you know what I'm saying? I can't even say up-and-comer because he's already there. But... he's a nice little fighter, too, and shit. Like, I'm going to get back into the game of boxing and shit like that. We ain't going to stay on it too long because, obviously,
I'm going to check it out.
I'm not on point. But, yeah, man, I got to get back. What happened in the league today? Oh, son. Let me just say, UConn, the women, that's right, I said it. They opened up today. Bruh, they beat the fuck out of whoever they play. Yo, 119 to, like, 56 or some shit. 119 to 52.
That shit's not even fair, man. I don't know what the fuck be going on, man, over there. Like, that's some whole other shit that niggas is witnessing, man. I'm an optimist, but in this world, man, my mind goes to cynical places. I just hope there's not some kind of a scandal associated with this greatness, man. Because, yeah, that shout out to them. They definitely doing that thing, man.
And on top of that, you know what I'm saying, I'm still taking all bets, my nigga. I'm guaranteeing that UConn goes undefeated and they win the national title this year. I got whatever. I'm taking UConn versus the field, my nigga.
So here's another question. For the NBA D League, the minor league, say they just do, you know, like a minor league and shit. Would you mind women and men playing in this on the same team or in the same league?
I mean, you know Master P got a league coming out where they doing that, though.
I did not know that. And
yeah, it's supposed to be three dudes and two chicks. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got some people signed up for it, too. You know, he's got some big-name owners. I know he got Shaq as an owner. He got Tiny, you know what I'm saying, from Tiny and T.I. and all that shit. Shout out to that. But,
yeah,
I
got to see about this.
Yeah, they got some shit that's coming or whatever. So.
That's interesting. But, yeah, shout out to them, man. It was league crazy, man. This season, you know, it started a little early, a lot earlier than, you know, NBA
right.
fans. I know myself is typically used to. Like, I'm
right.
waiting for the season to start now. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever game I catch next on TV, that's the season opener for me. Because I'm,
right.
you know, late October, early November, that's the season. It started this year, I think, like, October, like, 17th 21st. Or something like that.
Yeah,
yeah. Hella early. Shit was early, man. So it's already up and running, you know, for my boys, you know, it was a dark season. I probably blacked out a little bit of the NBA at first because, you know, Hayward came down with some Ouija board shit first game
man.
Of the season, man. So, you know, we're still looking towards what the fuck it happened. But my boys look good, man. We're first in the East. I'm not really thinking about this season right now. I'm more looking to see who's going to step up long term. So maybe around All-Star break, I'll look back up and see where we're at in the standings to see if we honestly have a chance this year to come out the East in the playoffs. Because you know, coming out the East in the season and in the playoffs is two different things. I know a couple years back, the Hawks were the number one seed, and, you know, they're playing great team basketball, and then they got in the playoffs and got fucking dismantled. You know what I'm saying? I don't think they
right.
– they might not have won a series, or they might have won a series and then went against LeBron. I think that's the order it happened. Yeah, man. So, you know, that should be fool's gold sometimes. During the season, a lot of teams take off. Some of that placement, a lot of older vets are smart enough to win or lose games so that they can get a better standing in the playoffs. Like, you know, we all understand these things, man. So I'm not really worried about that. But I will say we do look great. Shout out to us. Houston, I think they're in first out in the West.
Yeah,
they look
great.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Nigga, Minnesota's looking
didn't...
great too, son.
Now, that's the one that was your, I believe that was your pick this year. Was Minnesota, man. And,
fam.
Yeah.
I seen
Jimmy.
I was talking on the last little show that I did, G. Fam, did you see Andrew Wiggins commit a homicide and an attempted murder in the same game?
Yeah, boy.
Fam.
These niggas
they went against the Heat. They went against the Heat, son. This nigga crossed Josh Richardson, made him fall, and he tried to dunk on Winslow. He tried to dunk so hard the ball bounced off the back. That was the attempted murder. The very next play, he come up the court, cross Josh Richardson, take him to the hole and straight dunk on him, took his life, my nigga. It's over. Like, Josh Richardson's soul is in that court, in that arena somewhere, floating above the court. Like,
yeah,
real talk.
He still ain't leave, man. That's a fact. It's a fact, man. With Wiggins, he's finally coming to his own. And it's a small market, too. So, you know, when they wilding in a small market, then that's when you know they're beyond that star, you know what I mean, that stardom. They just need a chance to really, you know, get maybe a couple mainstream TV, TNT, ESPN games, you know what I'm saying, so they really show out and shit. But, yeah, man, Minnesota looks great. Minnesota looks great. Mm-hmm. The Heat still look good. Cavs, I predicted they were going to look like shit. They look like shit.
Shout out to Ryan.
Oh, man, facts, man. Facts, and, you know, all Cavs fans, oh, it's early. We do this every year. We might lose this year. But we're going to rebuild. Still not pieces. Isaiah's not back. Yeah, man. Isaiah, you know, shout out to Isaiah, man. Love you, bro. I knew you were going to be a good fit in Boston. Salute for everything you did, man. It was a great story. But I also said I don't think he was coming back, man. It just didn't seem like a great fit once we started developing, man. And that's really the thing. As the rest of the league started getting better, we just needed more. And to make our more work, ah, man, the shit hurts, man. We even had to give up Bradley. Like, we gave up Crowder, and Crowder looks like shit over there on Cleveland, and he's still learning the system and shit, but even his defense and shit looks garbage. I don't know what the fuck's going on with him. I know he probably hates LeBron and doesn't get along with J.R. Smith and shit like that, so shit's probably a little weird for him over there, but
it's starting to look real bad because they straight up just lost to the Hawks today.
Yeah,
Hawks,
man, I
like,
saw
what,
that.
2-8?
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that game or some of that game. LeBron, he was kind of doing his thing, but, you know, he's going to keep having to put up 40 points. He's going to have to keep putting up 40 points, man. Like, this shit is fucking, I don't know. You got D-Wade. D-Wade is D-Wade everywhere he goes. You know, he's great late in the game. He's going to carry you through. He knows how to win, which is something that's very rare. But, you know, one of the things, and this is something, one of my arguments I've always made, and I think it's hilarious now because we get to see the rest of my theory play out. LeBron stole D-Wade's whole game when he came to Miami. And he's a bigger, you know, bigger, more athletic, maybe. I don't think so, actually. Maybe not more athletic. But he's a bigger, not faster, jumps a little higher than D-Wade. But he never, to me, was better than D-Wade. He never could shoot that mid-range as deadly as D-Wade, off the glass, all kinds of angles. D-Wade was a master of the mid-range jumper, and people forget that. LeBron never had that shit. D-Wade, as a two, could put you in the post. LeBron never had that. And D-Wade also, not just the chase down block, but had the individual defense to guard a couple different positions. Not just stand in front of them and, you know, you take up a lot of space and wing space just standing in front of them, and you're a little quick like LeBron does. Because he does get out there and guard. He does get out there and guard and shit, but not for duration of games, not for a long, you know, a couple possessions in a row maybe. That shit's cool. That's commendable. But nah, man, not the same as D-Wade. And now older, as they both are older in their game, D-Wade, you see his body breaking down. He's still putting up the 20s. You know, he still knows how to carry him, so he still can score. But because it's skill and developed skill, you see him relying on other ways to score, other ways to be effective. Bron can't, he doesn't have it in him to just tank through people right now. He doesn't have it in him to put up those jumpers. You know, it looks bad, man. Looks bad over there in Cleveland. I'm loving every bit of it. Every single bit. Ray Allen, where are you, man? Ray Allen.
No, we good. Bunny and Trip.
Yeah. Motherfucker,
oh, yeah, shout out
to
Ray Allen for running down on
Cleveland.
Paul Pierce, too, my nigga. Yeah. Oh, don't think I was going to let that shit slide since you brought it up, my nigga. Shout out to Ray Allen for running down on Paul Pierce, nigga. Let's talk about it.
Paul Pierce is a single guy at almost, probably almost 50 years old. He's in his 40s, I think. I don't know what's going on in Pierce's life, but I bet you Ray Allen won't run down on Rondo. We'll have that discussion
when that happens.
Paul Pierce, man. I love Paul Pierce, man. Political guy. He was the one out of everybody that, you know, Agreed, yeah. Maybe we should give Ray a chance. So, yeah, Ray, you're going to run down on somebody. Bet it is Paul Pierce, man. Shout out to Ray for running down, though. I do respect the rundown. Do respect the rundown on the grown man tip.
You have to.
But, you know, there's KG and there's Rondo.
KG selfish. KG is a motherfucker. Man, don't even have me. You know what I'm saying?
Look, but look. I want to see the year. And we all know, why doesn't anybody run down? We seen Melo run down. And Melo put himself in a whole nother position when he did that. But nobody else.
Yeah,
we don't see nobody else run down. Yo, brother, that was one of the greatest things ever happened in sports. And it's sad because of how the rest of the story played out. And I know a lot of real niggas forget the narrative and everything that happened and all of that shit. But, yeah, man, shout out to KG for trying to tell the nigga the truth in a foul way, in a petty way. And shout out to Melo for trying to knock his teeth through his face as he should have. You know what I'm saying? facts. But, yeah, man, I run down on Rondo, Ray Allen. But facts, man, back to the
man,
NBA. Rondo, to like that
shit.
Season.
Come on now, we ain't going to do this.
Oh, no. Not my boy Rondo, man. Not Rondo. Rondo?
Yeah, man.
Rondo's a loose cannon.
Look, I
Rondo's
don't believe
a loose cannon,
you need more people. Look.
Oh, man. This man choked. This nigga pushes refs. Nigga choked Humphreys. Yo, Rondo gives no fucks, man. This nigga Rondo he's the new Ron Artest. They hate him.
Oh, wait a minute,
they
son.
Hate
wait
this
a minute,
nigga.
Cause we didn't get a chance to talk about this. You know what I'm saying? Since we talking about crazy teammates and shit, what you think about the Bobby Porter situation? You know, punching old boy in the face.
Ooh, man, I'll one after this with Eric Bledsoe situation. But I'm cool with it. I'm cool with it, man. Back in AAU days and court days and shit like that, niggas fought with teammates all the time. And you know, it's funny it be the ones that's not from, you know, the same environment and shit, and they don't really know how to trash talk. So they take a lot of things more personal. Game gets physical and shit like that. And then sometimes you just, especially a big motherfucker, you just got to check a nigga, man. I think the nigga that hit him, he may be like 6'7". He a big boy, too.
6'8".
But, yeah, man. And who he swing on, a 6'11", motherfucker, some shit like that? Yeah, man. Yeah, that's all right with me. All right with me.
That 6'11", nigga, I would have had to make a phone call back home. Hey, yo, let me get one of those, you know what I'm saying? Hey, yo, tell that nigga to meet me over here.
He'll catch him in the summer, he'll catch him in the Olympics. Catch him in the Olympics. He said, oh, yeah, you going to make the team? What? You going to play Venezuela? I got you. But,
Wait, the funniest shit was when Bobby Portis was on the interview. He was like, yeah, man, I text him, and I just don't understand why he don't call back. Like, bitch, you broke his fucking face. The nigga shit was split in four. Like, come on, G.
Yeah, man. Yeah, bro. That's some whole shit. Like, I heard glass jaws. I don't know what kind of punch this nigga hit him with. I don't know the ankle. I don't know if it was a sucker punch. You know what I'm saying? If it's the sucker punch, then, you know, we don't respect sucker shit in any form of fashion, but so was it? Yo, my nigga, you got your shit split in four pieces, bro. Like, you gotta answer his text back, bro. Like, you gotta answer his text. Like, you gotta just let him know, like, my nigga, I'm never passing you the ball. If you're about to get a triple double, I'm going out my way to steal the rebound. Like, I don't fuck with you, my boy. Like, you not getting no screens from me. Like, no pick and roll action going on with us. You broke my face in four pieces, my nigga. Nah, bro.
First thing I'm telling this nigga in the text message, shit ain't over, nigga. Wait till I heal up, nigga. It's a wrap.
Shit ain't over.
Look, as soon as I take these bandages off, my nigga, like.
Man, shit wild out here, man. Shit wild out here. You saw that Eric Bledsoe shit? Nigga just said,
dude,
yo, it'd probably be just best if you stay home.
Yeah, that's fucked up. Yo.
My nigga.
Yo, we don't need this service anymore. Just, hey, go that way.
Bro, niggas told him just stay home. We'll trade you, you know, just... They said, don't even come to the arena, yo. Like, niggas don't want to see you. Niggas don't want to hear stories about what you said about us today. Like, niggas don't want to see you in the locker room. Niggas
don't
want to.
Nah, bro, I was talking about the salon, though. I was talking about the salon.
Bro.
Yo.
Listen, man. I don't know what's going on. I really don't. This season, somebody playing with Ouija boards in the world, man. There's a lot of Ouija board movies coming out, shit like that. Nothing makes sense nowadays. Yeah, the whole league is just cursed, bro. The whole league just cursed, bro. And he's hop. Go to another story. What else we got? It's cursed. It's cursed. Niggas told this man stay home. Harden, 56 points. I think it was 56 points.
Yeah,
75%, bro. 75% from the floor. That's some Shaq shit. Like, yo, you a guard, my nigga. You 8 for 8 in the first quarter. Oh, all right. Nah, my nigga, this nigga, wow. 57 on 75%. Oh my God, man. But and you know what's funny though? Chris Paul injured.
Right.
They winning. They in first place. They was winning last year without Chris Paul.
Yeah,
I'm not sure what place the Clippers was in, but I'm pretty sure the Clippers weren't doing that great. I think they're doing pretty good right now without Chris. And they're doing
all
right.
I think they 8-3 or something like that. They lost today.
Yeah,
you know
man.
What I'm saying? Shout out to the Heat. Shout out to the Heat.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? The Clippers
mm-hmm.
lost today. But, yeah, I believe they're 8-3 or something like that. So they're still putting in
yeah,
work.
Man.
No.
So,
I'm wrong. The Clippers is 5-4. I'm tripping.
5-4?
They're 5-4, son. Yep.
Yeah, so they might be about the same where they were last year.
Mm-hmm.
Or where they were with Chris right before he got hurt. Yeah, man. It's gonna be interesting when Chris joined this mix because they rolling already. They don't need him. Like, yo, sit up, sit, heal up, learn the sets
mm-hmm.
on the side. Like, we don't come off the bench. How
that
about
didn't even make sense to me to begin with. I'm sorry.
Nah. I'm taking Chris off the bench, man. We don't need him. Word, you get an MVP type nigga, you put him at the point and make him like, you know, that nigga. Then you make him that nigga once you do that at the point guard, and then you go and sign Chris Paul.
Right.
Nah, man, that don't make no sense to me neither. I don't know what the fuck he was thinking.
Yo, I got a question, though. You know, we talked about the Eric Bledsoe thing. What you think about Jahlil Okafor? You know what I'm saying? He was, what, the number 2 pick in the draft? And now that motherfucker can't even sneeze in the game. Like, you know, he's fully healthy. I think he played literally like 1 or 2 games this whole season type shit.
Yeah, he on Philly, right? He's on Philly.
Mm-hmm.
That's another, like I said, man, this whole season, there's some Ouija board shit, man. It's just weird. Like, I don't know, man. I didn't see Lonzo being good at all. I thought he was going to be trash and get shut down every single game, and he's actually holding his own. John Wall has been, I think, the biggest disappointment as a player early that I've had from one of my favorites since I'll bring it back a few years. Larry Hughes, man, when Larry Hughes won the
That trash ass nigga.
Bro, I thought Larry Hughes was gonna be that nigga, and right after him, I thought Desmond Mason was gonna be that nigga.
Oh, shout out to D Mason, my nigga. Yo, he got one of my all-time favorite dunks ever. Real talk. I can tell you what game it was. I can tell you what day it was. I can tell you how it happened. The whole nine.
Bro,
yo,
and when you say it, I'll probably remember it, because that's how much of a D. Mason fan I became when I thought he was going to be that nigga. You know that, like, that three-year stretch where he was just on, like, the edge of, yo, if he just get a jump shot, he get a couple more minutes per game, he going to be a star. Yeah, man, I'm disappointed in John Wall this so far. Like, I was disappointed in them niggas, man. This has been awful. You talking all that shit? No mercy. Oh, it's a rookie. It's going to be bad. You're going to see me. It's going to be horrible. You know about me. I'm John Wall. And the nigga do all right. Probably better than you that game. And I'm pretty sure he got the W.
Yeah, they won. In overtime.
And then LeBron James come and drop 57 on you.
Fam.
My nigga, you just got to shut up, bro. John Wall, bro. You just got to shut up, bro.
That 57 was so effortless on them niggas, though. And he was so humble after. He was like, yeah, well, you know, I just, man, I was just trying. I was like, what? Like, yo. How do you shit on them niggas like that?
Yo, John Wall, man, you know that was about you. You know LeBron be talking. I mean, John Wall be talking like he the blind stopper. He could do this, he could do it. I believed in you, John. I believed in you, bro. Yo, my nigga, you disappointing me, bro. Come on, and it's early in the season, so there's still time to turn this thing around, you know. But it might be time to get John Wall the fuck out of Washington. For real.
Yeah, he
signed that big-ass deal. He ain't going nowhere, son. Man. He's just signed for $240. There's a couple other players, you feel me? Got signed for a big, ridiculous check. Might be time to get that motherfucker out of there, man. I don't know, bro. Like, even, like, what help can you bring a John Wall? Like, what help? You got a shooter. You got shooters over there. You had niggas in the post, you know, scary niggas in the post, all of this. John Wall just lock that motherfucker in the gym and make him shoot the ball a jillion times. Like, yo, what the fuck is going on that you just can't shoot, yo? Like,
just the funny part, he got a pure shooter right next to him. My nigga, go and take that nigga in the gym and show him some shooting for him. You know what I'm saying?
Boy, that shit is crazy. That shit is crazy, man. But, yeah, NBA season got a Ouija board on it, bro. This shit all crazy. Did you catch a Lonzo Ball game yet?
No, but I have caught what's old boy from Philly, the little man. I didn't have no belief in him last year. You remember, I told you, I thought he was going to be a bum. This motherfucker coming out putting up triple-doubles and shit.
Hold on. Is that the Ben Simmons motherfucker?
Yeah. Yeah, I ain't seen Alonzo Ball yet. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I haven't peeped him yet.
Yeah,
like, I haven't – don't get me lying. I haven't watched how I want to watch yet, because what you said is, like, early on and shit like that. I got to get into the groove first. You feel what I'm saying? Once I do that and I start and I lock in, oh, it's a wrap. You know, right now, you know, it's been some other shit, you know, with the battle rap shit going on and shit like that.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I've been
busy.
I will tap in soon.
Yeah.
Don't even trip.
I'm gonna say this, and I mean no disrespect. With all respect, I have no respect. His nigga is a baby Magic Johnson, man. He's a very frail, young. Like he has the same body frame as like Dwight Howard when he first came in the league. Like, but the way he plays the game, the passes he makes, the timing he has, the pace he has, all of that shit, man. He reminds me a lot of just the tapes of Magic that I saw. He's not as smart. He's not as, I don't know. Magic was just special. Magic was just special, man. But he has he has a lot of that. And it's not, I heard people say Jason Kidd because they can't really compare it to something. It's not J. Kidd, man.
That's what looking at Ben Simmons' game, because I did catch a few of his games, he looks like Jason Kidd more than what I would
thought.
You know what I'm saying?
I can see that. Yeah, I can see that. But the Lonzo nigga, man, he has more of a magic approach to him in that it's not even like he doesn't believe he can score, but it's like that's not even the thought in his mind. You know what I'm saying? He's not thinking score. Like, it's almost like a, it's crazy. I've watched his highlights. I watched one in the summer game or summer league. I watched one of those. But it wasn't the same, man. I caught his game, I think.
Yeah, I seen the summer league. He didn't look nothing in the summer league. He didn't look nothing like, you know what I'm saying, he's hooping right now type shit. I seen the summer league.
Yeah. Yeah, at all. And I think it had to be because of the talent around them. And I think that's a big factor. So, man, this motherfucker, he's honestly fun to watch. I would love to see him versus a healthy Rondo. Just because they're both, they both have that, I'm going to get my teammates involved shit. Defense-wise, he's not that great on defense. But even defense-wise, he just makes a lot of, like, he doesn't look like he's just out there lost. He looks like he has a plan on offense already. You know what I'm saying? Like, how he reacts to different things and the passes he makes immediately once he gets the ball. Like I said, it just reminds me a lot of Magic, man. Magic just had a little something else. It's just something else, a little special that Lonzo doesn't have. But, man, as far as that passing and how he going to get you the ball, he exciting, bro. That really has caught me off guard because I did not think I was going to like that motherfucker. But I like Lonzo, right, man. I'm a Lonzo fan.
Man, I say this, all the shit that his pops was talking, man, he got to show us something, you know what I'm saying? And the sky's the limit. I ain't going to never hate on no young players or whatever. And dismiss him or nothing like that. So, shit, I hope he can ball out, show his game or whatever. He just, in summer league, he didn't really impress me. So, I won't even hold you up. Like, he was all right to me, even though he was putting up triple-doubles, what you just said, though, he was against some lackadaisical-ass competition, so.
Yeah, motherfuckers, the nicest niggas from the YMCA and shit. It looked good, man. The league, like, competition-wise, nobody really looks too overpowering. Golden State, except, Golden State is just fucking gold. Like, that's, we know what that is, man. Kevin Durant.
Oh, shout out to Giannis, nigga. My MVP this year. That nigga's clowning right now, son.
Now that right there, that's the new LeBron. Like, niggas need to start comparing that nigga. Just the same way niggas always want to say who the next Mike. I want niggas start campaigning saying he the next LeBron as far as, oh, he's a freak. He's a natural this. Oh, he putting some pressure on that motherfucker to win the ring like y'all niggas did LeBron, man. We got to keep it even all around the board. Fuck that shit. But he is, that motherfucker, he a point guard or some shit? Like, they trying to put him at the point? Bro, that's fire. That's fire, bro. That's fire.
Even though Jason Kidd is still a fucking horrible ass coach, let me just say that. You know what I mean? He'll never go anywhere with that bitch nigga as the coach.
I agree, yo. But, yeah, that's a brilliant move, yo. That's a brilliant move. And it's such a brilliant move because it's Jason Kidd. And I know that's a dickhead move. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yo, let me ask you a question because
go ahead.
He did take one of the lives of your Boston Celtics. You know what I'm saying? The man tried to go body to body with him, and like he just died in midair. Like, man, he touched the nigga's forehead like the Bones Crossroad video. The nigga fell out the air. Like,
yo, man, it's been Ouija shit going on all year. You know, like I said, shout out to my boys, man. We
yeah,
praying on safe traveling.
Body, and then nigga fell straight down, G. I said, oh,
We praying. We praying every game, man. We don't need no problems. Like, we in first place. We looking good. You feel me? Kyrie grew his beard back. Motherfuckers allowed around playgrounds again. It's a good time in Boston right now, man. We don't need no highlights on us. We don't need no shit. We don't need nothing. We need none of that, man. We just stay key, low key underground. You know what I'm saying? Let's see what we can do. Facts. But them niggas, like I said last year, say it again this year. I don't want to get matched up with them. That's a fact.
That's fine.
Ah, man. Yeah, I'm getting
man, we got about
warning from the wifey.
Yeah, that's what I was just gonna say. We got, you know what I'm saying, a little over 5-6 minutes left. You know what I'm saying? Anything outside of sports, you know, you want to touch on, you know, right quick before we leave? You know, I did want to touch on, man, Chris Brown just dropped a fucking 45-song album. I'm on track 38. And listen.
Oh, what?
35 out of that 38 is hard. Like, I can't even lie to you.
Oh,
dude.
Man.
Like, yeah.
I heard that from somebody else, too. Niggas said it's the greatest R&B album ever.
I ain't gonna say
that. Another one of my niggas. Another one of my niggas said he got to find out who's selling Chris Brown the coke. like, so I don't know, man. I'm getting mixed reviews from this shit, but I heard a lot of good things first, so I'm definitely excited. Niggas know I'm a Chris Brown fan and shit, man, so I'm excited. I ain't listened to it yet. It's been a lot of music dropping. Big Crit dropped some shit.
Facts.
I still ain't get over Crit shit. The Migos and shit. I had to listen to the Migos and Offset, my boy Offset. I like Offset. Offset and 21 Savage. Let me just go on record of saying 21 Savage might just be the worst superstar out. Nigga,
No. Let me take it a step further. Yo, 21 Savage is a pure pussy ass bitch nigga. Let me just say it like that. And his partner, No Plug, that nigga's a hoe too. How the fuck you go to jail and get PC'd up, you faggot ass nigga? All right, I'm done.
Yeah, that nigga can't rap for shit. Like, he can rhyme, you know what I'm saying, shit like that. He got a nice little, like, the style and, you know, whatever. That's a cool little gimmick and how niggas got right now. That shit is garbage, man. Offset is fire. Shout out to Offset. Shout out to my nigga Metro Boomin. He got some fire beats on there. But who else? Yo Gotti shit. I wasn't really listening to Yo Gotti like that, man. I never really could get into Yo Gotti. I listened to his album, I Gave That a Chance. It was all right. It was all right. I'm not a fan.
I couldn't get into it. Man, just like what you said, I can't get into the man's music. I had like probably two or three that I jammed with. The rest of them was like, nah, I'm cool.
Yeah, and it was
mostly
features too. Facts. I can't fuck with Gotti, man. Who else? Willow. Yo, Willow dropped the album, and I heard one track off of it. I think it was called Boys, and I'm pretty sure she's not writing her own music, but if she is, then she's a genius. But, yeah, man, it was dope for Willow. Like, it's crazy that they have music in their family like that.
Right.
The little boy, you know, he could rap a little bit. Will, say what you want about Will, he had the presence and shit, you know. So he was all right. So it's interesting with Willow, man. She might be the most talented out of all of them. I think, personally, she's the most interesting out of that whole family. Mm-hmm. Like, they're all weird, but I think she's the most interesting.
Fam, I think she's the boy and the boy is the girl. Like, let's just be real.
Yeah, man. Yeah, but that's the same with Will and Jada, you know?
Type shit.
Lox dropped some shit. I listened to that. It was some quick shit. It was like 5 tracks on it. That was cool. Mm-hmm. Snoop dropped a little album. I was impressed by
Snoop. Yeah, Make
America
Crip Again.
Yeah, I was impressed by Snoop, man. Snoop, you know, he finds ways. He finds ways to make you listen, boy. That motherfucker. He's
right.
Talented. He's a legend. You know, it's nothing else you can say about Snoop that hasn't been said, man. It was a good album. I enjoyed it. And there was one more that I saw too. With some bullshit.
I know Nerd had dropped a little song or whatever. I wasn't too much interested in that.
Oh, with Rihanna, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I actually like Rihanna's little flow on that. That sounded like some old school hip hop shit. Like, I actually was digging that. That was kind of cool to me. Like, I'm curious to see what the fuck they doing. Curious about that. Oh, the nigga Belly. All right. So there's this nigga Belly. I seen him on who the fuck is that? Joe Budden's podcast. He dropped some shit as like a sleeper. And his full album came out. Yo, this nigga can rap, man. This nigga can rap. He got some shit. It's called Mumble Rap. That's the name of the tape. It's dope.
Right.
Yo, he got some pretty dope shit. The nigga, he's rapping. You know what I'm saying? And he has a couple trap beats on there. But the motherfucker raps, yo. And I think that shit is so refreshing. Like, Rap City had her album drop.
Yo.
Bitch rapping, yo. Oh, my God,
nigga,
yo.
That Rap City was hard. Like.
We didn't talk about that on here?
No.
Oh, man, yeah. See, I was trying to wait for links and all that, too, with you. Yeah, man, Rap City album, that to me, that's the album of the year, man. I haven't stopped spinning
Ooh.
That shit. I haven't stopped spinning that shit, man. And fucking, man, yo, it dropped right in the middle of all these, I think, who was it? Oh, G Herbo dropped some shit. And I like Herbo. You know what I'm saying? I like Herbo. When I heard the first track off of the Rhapsody shit, I was like, nah, son, I'm not listening to nothing else. Like, what the fuck? Yo, that oh, my God, man. Yo, that
Damn,
was
I got
so
a,
refreshing.
I got the album for you,
mm-hmm.
Z. Like, I fuck with the Rhapsody joint. You know, I'm a West Coast dude, though. Man,
mm-hmm.
To me, Mavi got the record of the year right now, the album. Like, you know, I sent you the one joint the other day. Matter of fact, you know what I'm saying? We was going back and forth texting and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Fam,
mm-hmm.
He's got, to me, the most complete album this year. I'll say it like that. I ain't going to say album of the year right now, but he's got the most complete album. Like, anything that you're looking for is on that album. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Man,
yeah,
I'm going to have
man.
To check, because right now, Rhapsody got it for me, man. That
Word.
I really can't get enough of this shit. Like, I'm really spending this shit every day. Like, it's not even catching new bars every day. Her shit, you know, I'm tuned in with the fucking headphones every time I listen to it. Like, this ain't just I'm doing it on the way to something. Like, I'm tuned in
right.
listening to this shit. Like, yo, shout out, man. Shout out everybody making that real hip-hop shit, because this album could stand the test of time in any era. Any era you drop this album is dope. Like, you could probably make the argument you drop it in different eras. It's probably more acclaimed. It's probably going platinum gold, some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
she's got the
shit
presence
fire,
on this album, too. Yeah. It's
yeah.
like she's showing out. She's, like, carefree with the shit. It's not just I'm going to beat you rapping and shit like that now. Now it's real. You know what I mean? It's like she just let everything go and she just put what she had into it. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, man. You
yeah, man. But, shit, we at the end of the show, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? We're going to give some shout-outs right quick. Shout them out right quick, you know, so we can end everything off.
Yeah. Coliseum, High Society, you know what I'm saying? Shout everybody. Listen to everybody on the team, man. Megalomania, North New York, iTunes, Tidal, all of that. Most importantly, Tidal, you know what I'm saying? Spotify, all that good shit, though.
Facts. Man, yo, shout-out to the team, Big Links. Yo, we just shot the video last Monday. You know what I'm saying? I got the treatment for it in my phone. That bitch is hard.
All right.
Called All right. Money Mythology. You know what I'm saying? That'll be out soon. Of course, you got the stacking. It was stacking is a religion. You know, all that is on.
Yeah.
Spotify, Tidal, iTunes, the whole nine. You know what I'm saying? All the links material right now is sponsored by Stacks on Deck Media and Entertainment, which of course sponsors the show. Which of course we just had the first year anniversary of November 1st. We moving. We doing big things. Shout out, you know what I'm saying, to my other partners, you know what I'm saying, Gracie, of course, you know, Big Hand of Gorilla War for that shit over there. That's moving. Niggas is going to faint, you know what I'm saying, if we working. That's all I'm going to say. Fuck it. We working.
Yeah, shout out to Gracie, too. Shout out to Gracie. She said she was trying to come to Cali and see on our car. We got some shit in January. Said she was gonna try to take a trip, yo. So see about that, man. You might know what I'm saying, you might take that trip out with her, come to New York and all of that, man. But
facts.
It's a January card and shit like that. It's one of our big cards and shit like that, man. It's definitely gonna be crazy. So word, man. Shout out to Gracie.
No doubt. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Coco, you know what I'm saying? She's been working heavy. So you know what I'm saying? Tune in, you know what I'm saying? Her show is coming back in a minute, but we got a surprise for y'all. You know what I'm saying? As soon as the Chicago card for the Guerrilla Warfare shit is set, her and another special guest, they're going to be doing a special show. They're going to break down the card. Gracie is going to make an appearance on the show. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully New York will be on the show talking that shit. You know what I mean? I'm going to fade into the background like I always do. But, yo, we got some shit coming, though. Don't even trip. We back on the scene or whatever. This is the second show this week. We're going to try for one next week, see what kind of fuckery happens. You know what I'm saying? Oh, man, real talk. RIP to all the people that lost their lives today in that church shooting. That shit is crazy. We need to stop this dumb shit. You know, the point of my show the other day was the world is a fucking – it's madness, my nigga. It's crazy, son. Like, yeah.
That fucking but movie, other than that, yo. Niggas playing with all that evil shit, all them evil spirits and that evil energy. Trying to make it, the Bible say, man, love of money, not money, love of money, the root of all evil, man. Niggas got some evil shit going on out here, man.
You know what? And that's the way we going to end it, too, G. You know, I'm just spreading love and positivity. Yo, I love everybody how they love me. You know what I'm saying? I love the haters, too. Shit, y'all make it what it is. Shout out to the world.